So it says 8:12, of course, for the second day. We're talking about tattoos in church, which you know, we just did that
yesterday.
Pretty
much our theme for the week, right?
Well, I don't know about that. At least the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, Justin Bieber. Okay. It says here Justin Bieber got a picture of Jesus on his calf. Now,
how does he know what he looks like?
Oh, come on, Chase. We all know. Flowing locks, light from above, blue eyes.
Blue eyes and, sandy blonde hair.
Yeah,
right. Because I'm sure that's what a Jewish carpenter would look
exactly.
like. Just saying.
And
no,
clean
he's describing Justin Bieber. Right?
Oh, okay. And clean shaven except for the beard.
Yeah.
I got the little chin beard thing going on. Anyway, it says here that he's not a diehard churchgoer. MTV reports that the teen wonder boy, their words, says he's much more focused on praying and thinks a lot of folks who are religious can get lost during their journey. I'm trying to figure out why he feels like he needs to have a picture of Jesus tattooed on his calf. Does that make any sense?
In times of despair, will he look down at his leg and
I suppose
gain inspiration?
I suppose. I'm sorry, or what?
For healing power.
That's it. Okay. Maybe Bortz will talk about this. Maybe he has. An elementary school in Georgia in hot water for allegedly using examples of slavery to pose math problems. The Beaver Ridge Elementary School in Norcross, Georgia, reportedly asked questions like, quote, each tree has 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? I mean, really? Did they really do that? Parents obviously a little bit angry about this, demanding an apology and diversity training for teachers. School district officials say they will work with teachers to come up with more appropriate lessons. In what world did they think that that was any kind of appropriate? But if they're going to be more appropriate now. Norcross, Georgia.
Boy, no kidding.
Norcross, Georgia.
How would you like to be the?
It's got to be it's got to be a suburb of Atlanta, doesn't it? Sound like one?
No.
Norcross.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
It may well be. Hey, Snoop Dogg got in trouble over the weekend.
What'd the dog do?
Same thing Willie did in the same place.
What'd the doggy do?
That's right. It was the exact spot. It says where Willie was busted for marijuana in 2010.
Did the doggy have some marijuana?
Yep.
Did he?
Cited and released. Court date will be January 20th.
Hudspeth County, Texas.
Sierra Blanca. Yeah, Sierra Blanca. Be the white place.
What was the dog doing there?
Well, I don't know. That's where he crossed back over. He was over in Mexico.
It's free country.
I don't hang with him.
Well, no, sure. I know, but, if you get a big celeb in Texas, you can't.
They just expect you to know everything.
That's true. Yeah, if you'll go out to Hawaii and live out there, they don't bother you. At least you can see him coming, So, anyway, but Snoop's now been booked. Maybe the judge will let him do a concert while he's there when he goes back for his hearing.
That's what they said that they were going to make Willie do, and then they backed down from that.
That's don't know. Well,
that'd be his community service.
You're sure it would.
Sure.
Yeah. And so we go from Snoop Dogg to talking about the things at the Brazos Animal Shelter. How's that for? Is that smooth or what? All right, Crystal's here this morning. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I've been to Sierra Blanca.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Do you have a story to tell that we shouldn't know about?
Well, we definitely broke down there. And there's only one hotel.
Okay.
One tow truck company.
Wow.
So I don't know what they would even do there.
Well, that's the get in trouble those folks would. All right, so what's going on at the shelter?
Well, I'm here to talk about a fundraiser we're doing with a local business.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Chiropractic Care has made us their organization of choice for the month of January.
Okay.
And basically what they do is they waive the fees for the first day of services there if you make a donation to the shelter.
Oh, okay.
So you'd go in, pay $25 or more, and you get an exam, an x-ray, and a report. That's a savings of over $100.
Okay.
You can make a donation that's more than $25, but they ask at least $25 when you go in for your exam.
Okay, and that money goes to y'all.
Yeah, and you just call and you can set up the appointment. If you can't remember what organization I said or need more information, I do have that posted on the website.
Okay.
Also, I'm here to talk about the spay-neuter rebates, which is through the month of January. We're getting pretty close, so if you want that $20 rebate for getting your little kitty or dog spayed or neutered, you need to do that by the end of this month. And all the details, again, are on our website. And Guess what we have.
I have no idea.
You're on the edge of your seat?
Here I am, yeah.
We have guinea pigs and rabbits.
All right, so they're bunnies.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to have bunnies.
And we actually have quite a few choices.
Oh, really? Okay.
We have two rabbits, and I think we still have six guinea pigs.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think people call around and say, like, I think I'm going to drop my guinea pig off. You should drop yours off, too. Because we have six now.
Goodness, okay. But these are pretty good pets. They
absolutely.
Really are.
And they're actually really social guinea pigs,
right.
Believe it or not.
Well, I had a bunny that was social. They can be. Yeah.
Yeah, and our bunnies have warmed up. I think they're getting used to the litter box training we're doing.
There you go.
But if you're looking for a pet and maybe a dog or a cat is too much for your household or you may not have the time for a dog or a cat, a bunny or a guinea pig might be perfect for your family. So if you'd like to come and see them, remember we're down by the Expo Center just off of Leonard Road.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, you can find us on the web, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can find us on Facebook, or you can call us at 775-5755.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And for 2 weeks in a row, we must be living right. Royce Hickman here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Well, I appreciate the comment.
Sure.
Maybe I'm the one living right. See?
So, yeah, you're in again today, and we're a week closer to some of the stuff we talked about last week.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking, while Crystal was reporting, that 2 weeks from tomorrow is the Economic Outlook Conference.
Sure.
We've been talking about that for a while, but it is upon us. They told me yesterday that the ticket sales have really picked up on that, and I know last week we were over 200. So last 2 years, that event sold out. So you need to be thinking about that if you want to come. The Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January the 25th. Begin at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have you out of there by 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon. It's over at the College Station Hilton. And great lineup of speakers. A lot of people think it's the best overall lineup we've had. The keynote speaker at lunch will be Bill Byrne, athletic director for A&M, and he's going to talk about the impact of athletics on our community, the economic impact, and we're going to kind of get him to talk a little bit about what the SEC moving into that conference might do. I know they travel a lot better than Big 12 schools.
Sure.
And got quite a record of national championships.
Yeah, I was going to say, they feel like, oh, we got new people we can whoop up on, and so they want to come in, and, we don't want them to do that, but if they'll leave their money here,
Well, yeah, we want them to leave a lot of money here. But Dr. Ronnie Volkening is the president and CEO of the Texas Retailers Association, so he'll talk to us a little about what's going on with retail. And then we've got the president of Indigo Research Group, Penny Ree, who's coming in. She's going to she's done a study here on the standpoint of traveling in our tourism in our community. And our standby that is so popular, Dr. James Gaines, the research economist over at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, is going to be speaking as well. And he gets great marks every year. He does such a tremendous job. Usually talks about the national economy, what's happened, what he thinks going to happen. Then he breaks it down into Texas and then eventually to our area. Tickets are $65. Yesterday was the last day you get them for $65. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So tomorrow. Although, seeing that I said, if you call up there today,
all
tell
right.
them Royce said.
You want the Royce deal.
Yeah, Royce deal today. And I'll go call them and tell them I messed up. But anyway, tables are $640. If you're a non-chamber member, you're welcome. It's $80 for your ticket. Title sponsors, Wells Fargo Bank, and session sponsors are St. Joseph, BTU, and College Station Utilities. Real quickly, business after hours on Thursday, January the 19th. That would be a week from this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be out at Briarcrest Country Club, 5:30 to 7. Those folks have done it a couple of years in a row. And I'm telling you, if you want a real good view of what they can do from the standpoint of catering and their food, they do a tremendous job of showcasing what they have out there. The Inner Circle Luncheon we were going to have in December, but we had a lot of members call us and say, Royce, it's just too busy. We can't come. We'd really like to hear Dr. Seaman. We moved that to February the 22nd. That'll be out at Traditions Country Club, 11:45 to 1. Aggieland Business Park is our sponsor. Tickets are just $25. Table of eight is $300. Again, that's the Inner Circle Luncheon for Inner Circle members, Dr. Jeff Seaman. Just a reminder, if you're interested in looking for a job or you want to post one, they're still free to post for chamber members. Go to our website, www.bcschamber.org, and hit the job board deal. And Reynolds and Reynolds sponsors that for us. Two ribbon cuttings this week, College Station ISD Education Foundation, 11:30 today on Welch Road, and then Perwine Winery on Harvey Road tomorrow at 4:30. And we hope you'll come out and join us for those. A platinum member spotlight this week is Scott and White Health Plan. And also, Scott and White, we're really lifting both of those folks up. They certainly have a lot of things going on just south of us a little bit here
they
with
do.
That hospital.
They do, yeah. Good to see it in the community.
Always good to be with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to see you here again, and we'll look for you in the next couple of weeks or so.
I'll be here soon
All
as
right,
I can.
There Thanks. You go. It's Roy Sickman here from the Chamber. Visit the Chamber folks on Tuesdays on WTAW.